It's the R.J. Harris Breakfast Show. Well, no doubt you heard yesterday all over Bill's news that there's new natural gas severance tax legislation being introduced once again in the state of Pennsylvania. Dave Spiegelmeyer from the Marcellus Shale Coalition is on the phone. Dave, this is getting to be a broken record over and over again. Hello, Dave.
And I give the governor credit. He's persistent, that's for sure.
Yeah, the governor is persistent. There's no doubt about that. How is this different from any of the others?
Yeah, so first of all, it's certainly, you know, his press conference was full of bumper sticker slogans and campaign rhetoric like we're not paying our fair share or Pennsylvanians aren't being compensated for our gas. Again, it puts Pennsylvania in a very uncompetitive position. I don't know why folks believe it's proper to pancake, you know, a severance tax on top of the impact tax that was passed in 2012, on top of the corporate net income tax, which is the highest in the country, on top of the highest motor fuel tax rate as well in the country. I mean, once again, and he does it with the straight face, the governor says, well, the gas is here that won't cost us jobs and they have nowhere else to go. I guess I'd look him in the face and say, really, you know, ask the employees of Noble Energy or Anadarko Petroleum or Shell Appalachia Drilling or Hunt Marcellus. Those companies have already left Pennsylvania because it's a difficult place to invest capital.
Well, and we keep hearing that we need to create jobs in Pennsylvania and it needs to be a more friendly environment for creating jobs and getting regulations reduced and all that. This flies in the face of all that.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, we've now got the most affordable energy on the planet. When folks think about their natural gas, they think about heating their homes and cooking their food and drying their clothes. But natural gas is used to just about manufacture everything we touch, all steel, glass, plastics, chemicals, fertilizers, powder metals, pharmaceuticals. Now 1 in 3 electrons in our power generation system is generated with natural gas. I guess I would reach the handout to the governor and said, why don't we work together to bring new manufacturing back to our communities all across Pennsylvania to work towards real revenue, family wage-sustaining jobs where people are paying taxes and raising families with good family wage-sustaining jobs here in our Commonwealth?
All right. I know you have some Republicans in the Philadelphia area that back this tax because they love spending the money on anything they can, you know, get their hands on. They love spending all the money they can get their hands on this, that, and the other thing. So what are the chances that this will pass this time?
It's a good question, RJ. It's campaign season. I think a lot of guys are going to try and get out of town, get their budget done on time. I mean, the governor made the comment that we really don't need the revenue. I mean, I think where our revenue projections are ahead, he made the statement in his press conference, we really don't need the revenue. I'm sitting in the back of the room saying, okay, then this proposal is punitive. You want to see less of our industry, unfortunately. That's the message that I gathered from that. I'm going to work to make sure that doesn't happen, to make sure we've got a climate for folks to invest and, well, and grow jobs. I grew up in central Pennsylvania. I watched my entire high school class leave town. I want to keep our kids at home.
You know, Dave, I have two reads on this. First of all, I agree with you. It shuts down the industry here, puts a damper on the industry so that we lose jobs that way. But I want to tell you something else. I'm the one who pays for it because I have natural gas in my home. Those of us who use natural gas will pay for it because there's not a tax out there on any industry that's not passed along as the cost of doing business, which means I, as the consumer, pay more. So we're the ones that are really getting hosed as well.
I think it was a bit of sleight of hand during his press conference. It's 80% of the gas today. We produce so much that 80% of it leaves the state. It's going to be paid for by out-of-staters. What he didn't tell you is that nearly half of the residents of Pennsylvania heat their homes with natural gas. And he admitted that Pennsylvanians are going to pay a higher tax as a result of his approach. And
no question.
I would tell you we already had. I look at our gasoline tax now is the highest in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's probably based upon our roads. It's probably not a bad thing, but I'll tell you, we're already paying a lot for what we have in the Commonwealth.
Well, and we know that a lot of that money doesn't go to fix roads. It goes to fund state police and things that we were never told it was going to go to. So, all right. Well, with that, Dave, I'm out of town, out of time, and out of town as well. So it was good talking to you. Take care.
You do the same, Arjun. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Same. Bye-bye.